Derry has a long history of whisky distillation. There were at one point 3 distilleries working within the city, and at the end of the 19th century, there was more whisky produced in Derry than in any other city in the world. So it's great to be finally in a position where we've got the planning permission and we're able to open a distillery and bring that craft back again. So it's very exciting for us, definitely.
Now, because you're developing it in Ebrington at the site of the old army base there, there was also involvement from the Department of Finance at Stormont, and we received confirmation last night that they have now approved the business case. That's an important element in your plans, isn't it?
Without question. I mean, the site itself is owned by the Strategic Investment Board, and what they had to approve was that the Strategic Investment Board would lease it to us on a long-term basis, and that is what has gone through. So that was obviously an important part of the overall picture for us. When we began to look at getting into the whiskey business, because we've had a cream liqueur business for 30 years, we've been manufacturing cream liqueurs in Derry since 1983. And the distillery can either be one of two things. You can make a distillery which is simply a distillery which produces whiskey, and that's all there is to it, or you can develop a distillery which has a visitors element to it, which you can then use as a marketing tool for the business as well. And Ebrington Square is obviously a high-profile part of Derry. It's right in the centre of the city, just across from the new footbridge. So it was important to us that when the Strategic Investment Board went out and asked for tenders for people to come in and take over units in Ebrington, it was very important that we put our best foot forward and that we secured the sites. And that's what now has been confirmed.
And that visitor element is going to be a very important part of your overall plans.
Without question, you know, we're a small independent business owned and operated locally. And for us to compete against multinational companies is never easy. So what you have to do is you try and build an emotional link with consumers. And if we can get consumers to come into the distillery and to take the tour, and we can show them how the whiskey is made, and they can follow the whole process and maybe see a little bit about the history of distillation in Derry, it makes them feel a little bit warmer towards the product.